Now we'll move on because just in the hour before we came to air, the Wall Street Journal reported that Meta chief executive Mark Zuckerberg told hundreds of his executives that it would begin laying off employees tomorrow morning. We've been waiting for that shoe to drop, Jennifer. That's just the latest, of course, in big tech announcements in relation to job losses. So you just talk us through where we are at now.
Yeah, so it has been confirmed this evening, kind of what the speculation has suggested over the last couple of days, and that there will be significant layoffs at the Facebook owner Meta, that those layoffs will start tomorrow. I think the scale of it should be known around 11 a.m. Irish time, but there is an expectation that it will have a significant implication for Ireland, of course.
What is it? 3,000 staff and another 6,000 supporting its operations here?
Currently here at the moment, yeah. And I think what happened this evening actually was that we heard via that reporting from the Wall Street Journal that the chief executive, Mark Zuckerberg, he told executives about this plan, which had only really been speculation up until this evening. The layoffs that he has described are across broad swathes of the company. He was talking about recruiting, he was talking about business teams, and he blamed himself apparently and said he's the person who's accountable for the missteps. He said that they overestimated the growth and that led to overstaffing. Now, we haven't heard anything officially from the Dublin offices yet, but the line from government this evening, and Leo Varadkar was on primetime there a little while ago, was that there are, you know, basically kind of soothing words almost. He was saying that there are 1,000 tech companies currently in Ireland, and he was saying his latest information is that only around 4 of them have indicated that they have significant job losses coming. He said 2 of them were large companies and 2 of them were small companies. He was basically making the case that it is significant and they are concerned about it, but it's a small section of the overall workforce. Having said that, I think everybody knows what a significant employer they are in Ireland. And also, it's not just them, it's what else comes afterwards. Is this the start of, you know, other companies basically having to do the same?
Yeah, well, I was watching that interview with Leo Varadkar just before we came on air. He was with Sarah McInerney on Primetime. And he basically was saying he's not unduly concerned, but he did admit that he's spent the last 2 days, you know, on the phone. You know, all his officials are on the case trying to get a handle on what's coming down the tracks. He's not unduly concerned, but he says he doesn't actually know what is coming down the tracks. They just really cannot say at this point what the scale of the job losses we might be looking at here. And these might be only 2 or you know, 4 of 1,000 companies. But 2 of them are 2 of the biggest contributors to our corporation tax.
Yep. So look, first of all, our thoughts are with anybody tonight going to bed wondering, do they have a job in the morning? It must be an absolutely horrendous position to be in. And these are real people and real jobs and all have families and have built their lives around the income they have at the minute. So our thoughts are with them. And I suppose the message to say here is for those who do unfortunately lose their job, the state is here to help, whether that's retraining, whether that's interim social welfare support to get you through and until other jobs are there. We are lucky to be in this country at a point of almost full employment where there are a lot of other opportunities there. And I think what the Taoiseach was doing in that interview earlier was also given the context of the size. Nobody's minimising this as it is concerning. But at the same time, it is, 6% of our overall workforce in this area. They are big companies and they do make a contribution, significant contributions to our exchequer funding. But they're a very small proportion of the overall workforce compared to our Indigenous workforce sector and the rest. And it also is a pointer to why we were cautious in our budgetary forecasting, why we have set aside money from corporation tax both this year and into next year, because we have been very prudent in our approach to this.
Well, you might say that, but we have made a very big bet on tech. I mean, we have...
I know, but the other point to say is that like 40% of their job increases has been in the last number of years, in very recent years, within the last 4 to 5 years. So like a lot of this expansion has happened very quickly. It would appear that some of those tech companies are saying they misjudged that level of growth that happened during the pandemic and maybe thought it was going to continue at that pace. It's not unusual that it wouldn't. But our workforce is very, very diversified. Our employment opportunities in Ireland are very diversified. There's fintech, there's biopharma, there's loads of other opportunities in this area and this space that are in a good place. But that's not to minimise the impact for the individuals involved.
Yeah, Matt Carthy, it's very diversified. We shouldn't be too worried.
Well, I don't think we should try and ignite panic for sure. You know, and again, just to reiterate, you know, there, it must be just a horrendous situation to be, you know, going to bed and not knowing precisely what's coming, you know, and notwithstanding anything that Martin has said, you know, going on social protection payments, even for a short period of time, can, you know, drain the any savings that even the highest earners can have very quickly. So it is a very precarious and worrying situation for those people. And many of them have very specialised skills and experience. And, you know, I'm sure they're already, many of them are checking to see what specific employment opportunities are available within and they cater to those skills, and so that they don't necessarily need to go through the process of retraining. And I think it's important that for those that we need to offer support. And it's, you know, we all welcome foreign direct investment. We know we need it. Our economy needs it. It has benefited from it. But it just shows, in comparison to the previous debate, if we were talking about the agri-food sector or whatever the case may be, you know, the difference when you're dealing with global corporations as opposed to indigenous, locally based companies who will go out of their way to ensure that the last thing they do is lay off people and close down any operations at all. So
I just wonder, is some of the, like, you know, lack of panic, if I put it that way, is it to do with the fact that we know that a lot of the workforce of Meta and some of these other big tech companies in the city centre are actually foreign? You know, they're foreign people who are here, you know, temporarily, and would be quite mobile in many cases.
From my perspective, I have to say, because they're people who have made Dublin their home, whether they came from Cork or anywhere else in the world is irrelevant. They're people with families, kids going to school. You know, they're part of the domestic economy, if nothing else.
This is going to be I'm thinking about that domestic economy and the impact it will have on the most basic things like shops and, you know, but also, like, there's a whole type of housing that was, you know, produced really to suit very highly paid, you know, in some cases mobile, as I say, workforces.
Well, part of the reason, maybe to answer your question, Katie, is that why there's not as much panic about it is these are very skilled people. These are a very talented workforce, and we have that diversification across the range of businesses that we have here. Some may need some forms of training to adapt to new opportunities, but just in relation to what we were talking about earlier in terms of COP and the green environment and clean energy, there's so many opportunities of new industry coming down the line as well in sectors there that, you know, and we do know from the IDA and Enterprise Ireland that there are a lot of good opportunities being worked on at the present that we would hope that would come to fruition with new jobs into the country in the coming months.
Yeah. Annie, I know Labour had a bill today, or proposing a bill today, on flexible working practices.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've always been very strong. Like, we want to be able to see people to be able to flexi work, whether
this
that's...
It's huge in the tech sector. Obviously.
I mean, you know, being able to either share your time that was the way you need. You know, there's obviously a big, massive global campaign around the four-day week and all sorts of different ways that people work. Can I just say, not to jump, you know, there's platitudes and stuff coming from government and things like that, but I think would be really great is actually to see government putting teeth into legislation for this. You know, we've had a Duffy Cattle report when the Cleary's workers lost their jobs. Like, mass redundancies or, you know, companies kind of leaving workers high and dry, it's not a new thing to happen. And, you know, a report has been commissioned, it's been there for years, that would deal with something like that. You know, we have, you know, we don't have the right to collective bargaining and stuff like that, you know. So I'd love, you know, we're sitting today, our thoughts are with those workers this evening and what's going to happen tomorrow. And some of them are extremely close to me, and, you know, there's an awful lot of stress out there. But it would be great, actually, for the government to turn around and go, actually, do you know what, we're going to implement the Duffy Cattle report. We're going to look at that. It was commissioned during the Cleary's thing, and everyone knew about what happened to Cleary's. We've had the Debenham workers only in the past few years. We had Twitter layoffs last week. We have Facebook ones now coming tomorrow. This is potentially, and we don't want to incite mass panic, but, you know what I mean, there's a style happening here now at the moment, and it'd be great actually if the government were like, let's put some legislation in place to deal with
and
this.
And what should that legislation do for workers in this situation?
Well, it needs to protect workers. I think we need to look at, you know, there's only a legal requirement to statutory redundancy if you've been there for 2 years. you know, that's going to be not much of a comfort to someone who's moved over. You know, a lot of these, and particularly these big jobs, you know, people are moving, as we said, it's a very mobile workforce. They're after coming from around, you know, possibly around the globe, possibly during COVID. Do you know what I mean? And unless they've been here for 2 years, they're not going to get the same, do you know, like, so stuff like that, I think, needs to be looked at. 2 years is a long time to have to commit in order to get your statutory redundancy. And, you know, so there's lots of other things. But I think the Duffy Cal report, I'd encourage the Minister for Enterprise to have a no look at that again and consider whether or not we could implement those reports.
Okay, we'll leave it there.